Hello everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology of February 19th through 25th, 2024. Say that fast three times. So we are now in Pisces season. So late yesterday, at least here in the East Coast United States where I'm located, the sun is now in Pisces. So we are coming to the end of the astrological calendar. Yes, astrology is a calendar, and it's something that takes us through these sort of 12 symbolic months, which is a little bit different than our own calendar, although we typically celebrate certain seasons, certain festivals, certain cultural things in different months, but that actually has a connection to astrology and the lunar calendar. But I'm kind of getting a little off topic for a moment. But so we are in the last month of the astrological year. For astrology, the year begins on the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere when the sun goes into Aries. So here we are at the end, and we are now getting a chance to explore the archetype of Pisces, one that is not too unfamiliar at the moment because Saturn is also in Pisces. And if you've been hearing me talk about the astrology of 2024 and some of the, let's say, the marquee highlights for the year, it's that Pisces is a big focal point in the astrology of 2024 because we have Saturn. And if you've been watching if you've been watching me over the years, you know how much I love astrology. Sorry to see, it's time for people to start soliciting other people for readings while I'm doing my Facebook Live. So please report this person. But anyway, if you've been listening to me over the years, you know that I love Saturn. And I once got the question, like, Katie, why do you love Saturn? Especially because Saturn has a reputation in astrology for limits, boundaries, hard work, sometimes not unfortunate events, time, karma, aging. Like, how can you love that planet? Because Saturn shows you where things are building, where things are recalibrating, where there is a lot of push and tension for something to take shape and form in your life. And if you are a Pisces, or if you're a Pisces rising, for example, you have Saturn in your sign and you have a lot of pressure to take the next step up in your life. And you're thinking, well, Katie, I'm not a Pisces. But because Pisces is an area where that's a lot of focus in the astrology this year, next year as well, that area of your life, we need to take a step up. We need to put things back into order. We need to take responsibility. And invariably, somebody's thinking, but I'm not a Pisces and I have no planets in Pisces. And this is your friendly segue into the information that you are all 12 zodiac signs. But before I get back into that point, let me just reintroduce myself. My name is Katie Sweetman and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. And you hear me say every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. Astrology is just time. It's a container. It's energy. It's archetypes. The rest is up to you. How are you going to live this time? What are you going to do with it? And to go back to my point about Saturn, with the sun going into Pisces just yesterday, we are now everybody, because astrology is time, and time is both a collective experience and a personal experience. And so collectively, we are experiencing the sun in Pisces alongside Saturn in Pisces. So we may find that the next couple of weeks going into the beginning of March is asking us to take a step up, to take on more responsibility, to set limits, to say no, to say yes, to reevaluate our commitments, to make a commitment to another person or persons, plural. And that's the energy of Saturn that I love. And to go back to my earlier comment where you're probably thinking, I have nothing in Pisces, why is this relevant to me? Here's the beauty of astrology. The zodiac is the wheel of life. meaning we start that wheel, we start the astrological wheel year as well in Aries. We're not there yet, but Aries is the beginning, and we go all the way through the 12 zodiac signs, and we get to Pisces, the last zodiac sign. There is a journey that is built into the zodiac that most people don't even see, because we're sometimes focused on personalities and sun signs that we miss the deeper meaning of each of the zodiac signs, and how if we walk that path throughout the year, things are revealed to us. So when we get to, I'm going to sort of work back a little bit, when we get to Sagittarius season, so that was end of November into the beginning of December, the sun has taken us into the part of the zodiac that is the last four signs of the zodiac. It's not personal, it's now something that's beyond us. And we step into Sagittarius with the sun taking us out of Scorpio, which is where the tests and the trials and the need to make a transformation. And then Sagittarius is like, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What's your truth? And what do you believe in after everything that you've been through? And then we take that into Capricorn season, and we build and we construct and we live our material lives. We take on responsibilities, and we get to Aquarius season, which we were just in for the last 4 weeks. And Aquarius is the second to last zodiac sign. It's big picture stuff. It's social issues, social causes, it's community, it's friendship. It's these bigger networks and things that connect us all, and sometimes disconnect us all as human beings, because the zodiac, like every sign, has a light side and a dark side. It has, you know, shadows, just like each and every one of us. So my joke about Aquarius is that the zodiac doesn't end at Aquarius, meaning it doesn't end at rational, intellectual analytical thinking. It actually ends at Pisces. And so this season, by extension, is a reminder that this is the time where we need to transcend our analytical minds, where we need to not be so stuck in the rational and the tangible. The sign that's opposite Pisces is Virgo. Virgo is a very rational, analytical sign, and we need Virgo. We need Virgo to get us really focused in the details, to get things moving, to create systems, to create a sense of ritual, craft, dedication. But we can't be so Virgo or Aquarius that we lose the subtlety. We lose the bigger picture. We lose the point. And so Pisces can sometimes be a very elusive sign for people, even if you're saying, but Katie, I have nothing in Pisces. But Pisces is located somewhere in your astrology. It is the sign that stands in for a facet of your life, because the zodiac is all of your life, not just your sun sign, not just your rising sign, not just your moon sign. It's all of your life. So Pisces could be a career sign. Gemini, Pisces could be your health and wellness sign. Libra, Pisces could be home and family. Sagittarius, these are just examples. So when we get to Pisces season, we have a collective experience, a collective time, a time to pull back the veil, to rest, to reflect, because we have come to the end of something. And the word end sometimes doesn't make people comfortable. But that's just the natural cyclical nature of life. That's something that we are reminded of when the sun is in Scorpio, that not everything lasts forever. Pisces is a water sign. There are four elements in astrology. We have fire, we have earth, air, water. Water is the final element in astrology. And yes, it is the element that's connected to emotions and intimacy and being able to open up on a deeper level. But water is also the element of transition, transportation, because we need that water to help us move on, to go from one state to the other, to go from Pisces to go to Aries, first sign of the zodiac. When we get to March 19th, which is when the sun goes into Aries this year, we will have transitioned. We have gone from water into fire, new beginnings, initiative, action, drive, motivation, moving forward. but we're not there yet. So we need this time in Pisces to make sense of things. Pisces is the like the sister sign, so to speak, of Sagittarius. Both are ruled by Jupiter. And with Sagittarius, Jupiter is what do I believe in because it is I have learned it and I've discovered it outside of myself. This is my truth because I read it in a book. I went to college or university. I traveled the world. My preacher told me this. But with Pisces, the truth is within. And that's one of the, I think, the beautiful discoveries of walking the zodiac and arriving at Pisces. We discover that we had everything inside of us all along. That said, with the sun in Pisces, we are searching for deeper connection. We are searching for truth and meaning in our lives, purpose. Pisces is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet, even though we always think that it's about, you know, the Santa Claus of all the planets, Jupiter is so much more. Jupiter is not just good luck and fortune, as we sometimes think that Jupiter is. And you know what? Sometimes Jupiter is not good luck and fortune. That's a whole other conversation for another time. But more importantly, Jupiter opens up our eyes. Jupiter helps us to join the dots, to make sense of things, to want more meaning, want more purpose out of our lives. And so Pisces is a very existential, subjective sign. So you're going to have your own experience with Pisces season. It is the two fishes. It is a mutable sign. There are four mutable signs. The first is Gemini, the second is Virgo, the third is Sagittarius, and the fourth is Pisces. The mutable signs are, it's the cross, meaning it's four signs. It's a cross of learning and discovery and information. So with Pisces, the learning is deeply integrated. It's intuitive. We just know it. We know it like the back of our hand, and we're able to transmit it. And that's the beauty of Pisces, that it's both intuitive, but it also is able to transmit wisdom and knowledge that we gained through Sagittarius. And it can take us into the next chapter and phase of our life. So a little bit of a different take on Pisces, which sometimes is painted with a very gossamer brush in pop astrology. And I don't, you know, sometimes I don't think the signs always get their fair due because there's a lot of depth to Pisces, and Pisces with its opposite sign of Virgo. Virgo is earth. It's the things that we can touch, the things that we can analyze and rationalize. But Pisces is heaven. And so we, especially with this week, with the Virgo full moon on the 24th of February at 5 degrees, we have to find the balance between heaven and earth this week. I know that's a big ask, but we have our material and physical lives. You are a physical being, but you're also a non-physical being. And you may be scratching your head like, what is she talking about? I'm a non-physical being. Well, then again, that is a whole other conversation for a different time. And whether you use Pisces season to cultivate your dreams, to rest, to meditate, to open up your intuition, to get artistic, to find your inspiration, to find your creative spirit, because this is the energy that we will take with us when we go into Aries season on March 19th. So that's Pisces season. We are Pisces season with two things. First, Saturn in Pisces. So this is a little bit of a serious Pisces season. We did have Saturn in Pisces last year with the Sun in Pisces, although this will be our first Sun-Saturn conjunction in Pisces on February 28th. So there's going to be a lot of building happening over the next 4 weeks. And then on March 22nd, Mars will get into Pisces. And then we'll, I think it's like the 14th of April, we have the Mars-Saturn conjunction. So really pay attention to the Pisces archetype and the Pisces part of your life. Because, you know, especially when we go through each of the 12 zodiac signs, you'll maybe get a refresher on what part of your life is the Pisces part of your life. Because that area will need a lot of attention, a lot of responsibility, commitment, duty, organization, and stepping up and stepping into a role that may be asked of you. And so this is a season where it is, yes, intuitive, but that's sort of the irony with Saturn, is that Saturn just by its nature is more tangible and physical. And I think sometimes Saturn in the water signs, if I'm being completely honest, is not the easiest place for Saturn to be, because we don't see its results physically. You know, Saturn is a sign of matter and manifestation, but in Pisces, what are we learning? What are we building? It's compassion. It's peace. It's intuition. It's understanding. It's letting go. And sometimes that's the hardest thing, where Virgo, the rational and analytical side of Virgo, is saying, but wait a second, this doesn't make sense. How can I let this go? There's no justice in this. You know, and all the things that on paper make sense for us to hold on to something. But in Pisces, maybe, hopefully, we can let it go. So we can what? Move on. Because Pisces is a water sign. So this week we have the sun in Pisces, and I'm kind of getting off on a tangent before I forget. My website was down for parts of the last 2 weeks. So if you had trouble getting to my website, it's because I migrated it. Maybe this is a good segue to Pluto in Aquarius. We've been talking about this the past few weeks. We are in a new era, and I know that's a big statement, but Pluto went into Aquarius for the first time in two centuries on January 20th. Yes, we had Pluto in Aquarius for a few months in 2023, but February is the first month with personal planets in Aquarius alongside Pluto. And so this week we have the Venus-Mars conjunction, but right alongside Pluto. So what does this have to do with my website? Well, Pluto, or rather Aquarius, is systems. It's the systems that run your life on a bigger level, not your day-to-day stuff, meaning like the bigger structural framework of your life. And remember, time is both collective and personal, so we're going to have a collective experience with Pluto over the next 20 years. Yes, 20 years. Pluto won't leave Aquarius for a very long time, except there will be a little bit of a dip out in this year from from September 1st until November 19th. Then we have Pluto in Aquarius for the next 20 years. So see and to feel and to observe what in your life needs an overhaul right now. A systems check, what is working, what is not working. My former IT professional brain thinks of Aquarius and systems in terms of operating system. Your life has an operating system. It could be what is the operating system of your career, your sense of your financial operating system. It could be how you take care of your physical body. It could be an emotional operating system. And here comes Pluto. So I'm trying to take that energy, although I wasn't doing it consciously, but I think it's very interesting that this is what I'm doing with it, and move my website to a new host, where my website in different iterations had been on that host for 20 years. My astrology website, but my graphic design portfolio was up on that host 20 years ago when I was living in DC, where I'm from, and was preparing to move to New York City for the first time. But that said, like, whatever that energy is, whatever that systems is, maybe I've outgrown it and I need something new. Although I think I need to find another host, because the current host is why my site was down for a while. So if you want to book a consultation with me, you can still book a consultation with me. And there's always the links on my social media account that goes directly to the booking calendar outside my website. But anyway, so systems, now I'm trying to migrate my mailing list, although that's a whole other conversation, won't bore you with all the technical details. So I'm just using that as a personal example, because we're at the beginning of something, and a lot of the seeds for the next 20 years are being planted right now. I know that that's a big statement, but we have not had Pluto conjunct Venus, conjunct Mars in Aquarius for, since the 1790s. I think it was like 1796 when I looked it up. That is a long time ago. And that's not to say that what was happening in 1796 is going to happen now, because we're a different collective, we're a different world. Maybe there's some sort of kernel or thread to that time, but it's a very different time, 2.5 centuries later. So here we are, we've got Pluto in Aquarius, we have Venus and Mars in Aquarius this week. So just observe and pay attention to the conjunction on Wednesday, on February, goodness, February, I wrote it down, 21st, geez, I have to look it up. That's this energy that actually will be present with us all week, you know, updating systems, reorganizing things, a very different energy from Pisces. But we've got, you know, right now, four planets in Pisces. When Mercury goes into Pisces later this week, we will have four planets in Pisces, three planets in Aquarius. And these are the last two signs of the zodiac. They are not personal signs. They are collective signs. They talk about a collective experience, even if we have a personal experience with those collective experiences. And it means that we are looking at bigger themes and bigger issues this week. That said, we do have a Virgo full moon this week. So that's one of the headliners. We have a Virgo full moon at 5 degrees on the 24th of February. So with the full moon in Virgo, we actually have an activation of Saturn in Pisces. The full moon will make an opposition to Saturn. This is a few days before the exact Saturn conjunction between the Sun and Saturn on the 28th. So there's a little bit of a seriousness to this full moon. Full moons, by their nature, can activate events. They can provoke decisions. Is it a left? Is it right? Is it up? Is it down? Is it a yes? Is it a no? And so this may be a week of important decisions to make. Virgo, just as an archetype, it says we have to get to work. We have to get organized. We need to make sure that our day is running in an optimal way. It is a health and wellness sign. Virgo is physical health and wellness. Pisces is spiritual health and wellness. Virgo is earthly service. Pisces is spiritual service. And those, by extension, may be themes that we are feeling with this Virgo full moon. So just sort of sit and see where the decisions are being made or events are happening, or where you see that there is a need to make an overhaul in your life, in some part of your life this week. So let's just quickly go through the astrology of this week. Those, of course, were the headliners. So this is the week of February 19th through 25th, 2024. Gosh, I'm gonna say 2022. No. So we do, in the midst of all of this, we do have the North Node and Chiron meeting up in Aries at 16 degrees. And this is a little bit running in the background, and for many cases, maybe I wouldn't even mention it, but Chiron can talk about a pain point, and it does lend an emotionality to this week, especially with the Cancer moon the first few days of this week. And so whatever we are feeling, whatever deeper emotions are coming up, whether it's a fear, whether it's an insecurity, whether it's like, I don't know if I can do this, this is hard, it may actually connect to something deeper. And there is an alchemy with Chiron. It says that when, in the case of Chiron and Aries, when we do the hard thing, when we do the thing that's brave and courageous, and we do it not just for us, but for others, that's the alchemy. Because Chiron talks about not just a personal pain and suffering, but also a collective pain and suffering. So how do we inspire people to have the courage and bravery to move forward, to take action, to go after what they want, to stand up for themselves? So that's something that's sort of threaded in the way, in the background of the astrology of this week. And I wanted to, you know, because the nodes are so much about this collective direction that we are experiencing. They talk about eclipse energy and with the Virgo Mars conjunction on the 21st, Venus Mars conjunction, not Virgo Mars conjunction, Venus Mars conjunction on the 21st, we are getting an activation of the nodes, because the North Node's in Aries, ruled by Mars, and the South Node is in Libra, ruled by Venus. And then we go into, again, the 21st, we have the Venus-Mars conjunction. I believe it's at 1 or 2 degrees, I forgot to write it down, and it's right alongside Pluto. So this is a powerful alchemy for creation, creating something new, and maybe creating something new on you know, by clearing out the old, for example. Then we get to the 23rd, and Mercury goes into Pisces, so we are now moving the personal planets out of Aquarius and into Pisces. Mercury, just by classical definition, is not at home in Pisces. It's in its detriment. It's because Mercury typically rules, not typically, it does, it rules Virgo. And because it's in its detriment, just by classical definition, it means that Mercury can't use its analytical mind. It has to use its intuitive mind. So we are going into the next couple of weeks where we need to cultivate our intuition more. Listen to our guts. You know, I've had so many conversations with clients where they're like, I've had this feeling, but I didn't listen to it. And I'm like, listen to your gut. And you know, sometimes you need to listen to that feeling because it's trying to tell you something. Then we get to the 24th and we have the Virgo full moon again at 5 degrees, opposite Saturn, opposite the sun, pulling on the energies of Mercury also in Pisces. So it might be a week of major decisions, but one where we need to consult our intuition and consult our heart and our soul as well. So there you go. That's your look at the astrology of this week. Let's go through each of the 12 zodiac signs so that you can see where Pisces is located and what this energy is activating for you as we come to the end of the astrological year. Starting with Aries. So Aries, Mars is your planet. And how are you doing, Aries? Because having Mars now in Aquarius alongside Pluto says that this is sort of your first taste or your first dip into this new era. One that talks about the 11th house, 11th sign, friends, community, society, humanity. It may be very early to see what this new phase of your life is all about, but there are clues in your experiences last week and this week as well, whether you feel more motivated to build community, get involved in your community, whether you are thinking more about social issues, social causes, humanitarian issues. This is going to be, just on a very broad level, a theme that takes you into the next 20 years. Mars will spend the next 5 weeks in Aquarius, which means you are starting to come to the end of a two-year chapter. And then when Mars goes into Pisces on March 22nd, I know that's a month from now, that takes you to the end of your personal zodiac. But that said, Pisces, the last sign of your zodiac, is your 12th sign. It's a time to pull back in, to reflect, to look at the last year or maybe the last couple of years. And you do have Saturn in Pisces. We've been talking about this since 2023. This is something that is until 2026, so a couple more years of doing a lot of heavy spiritual lifting. Everybody is going to live this time differently. For those that have no sense of subtlety, connection, spirituality, interiority, meaning how do you connect within yourself? How do you do that inner discovery? Or are you just sort of living life like this? But Saturn may challenge you to look within, to find deeper purpose and meaning in your life. If you already have some sense of spirituality, Saturn is saying build upon it, or maybe to find a sense of mission and purpose in your life, or to find peace, compassion, and to let go. And these are going to be big themes for you in 2024. Yeah. And then the Virgo full moon is your sixth sign, health and wellness. It's how you take care of yourself, your physical life, your diet, nutrition, the systems that run your life. And so this full moon does have a focus on health issues, and they might need to make a decision of how you take care of something, how you take care of your body. But to sort of just see what is the themes that are coming up, especially as you go into the weekend. Taurus. So Venus is your planet. It is in Aquarius. So we talked about this the past couple of weeks, but just a quick refresher. Aquarius is your career sign. you are the very beginning of a shift in your life, something that will reforge, remake, transform, or give more power to your career, your professional life, your public life over the next 20 years. I know it's a big statement. Venus is in Aquarius right now. It has just made a conjunction to Pluto, pretty intense and maybe a little bit of a gnarly aspect, depends on the person, but it is these are the seeds that are being planted for you right now. Observe what is happening. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Where do you start to feel one of the axes of your life starting to go in a different direction? Even if it's not so obvious, maybe it's more emotional at the moment. Maybe last week was really intense. This may continue into this week as well. Pisces for you is something called your 11th sign. And the 11th sign talks about friends, community, society, humanity, like getting involved in your community, getting involved in groups, especially groups that are centered around a common goal. You've stepped into a period of your life because Saturn is in the space where you need to define who your friends are, who your community, to build around a sense of connection and maybe even a sense of service to your community. With the sun there, this is a part of your personal calendar that's being very activated right now. But then there's the Virgo full moon, and the Virgo full moon lights up your fifth sign. So there's a push and pull. There's a dynamic energy about self, how you express who you are, your identity, your sense of identity and who you are, and how that relates to the greater whole. And maybe sometimes with the sun or even Saturn in the 11th, who are your friends? Are your friends actually your friends? Are these people that are allies? Are they a support? Are they the opposite? Do they see who you truly are? So that might be one of the stress points and the dynamic of this Virgo full moon on the 24th. What is after? Gemini. Got to think about that. Gemini, so Mercury is your planet, and it is leaving Aquarius this week, and it is going into Pisces on the 23rd. For you, Pisces is something called your 10th sign. The 10th, for anybody's astrology, talks about your career, your public life, the title after your name, your duties and responsibilities, and the role that you play in the world. It's not career for everybody. For some people, it really is that push to drive your life in a new direction, to redefine your relationship with ambition in a positive and healthy way. So that said, you know, Pisces is kind of a funny sign as a career sign because Pisces isn't about personal gain, just by the nature of the sign. It typically wants to do something in the world that is altruistic, that is helping people. It really depends, of course, on the person, but Saturn's in this part of your chart, and you are a year into a three-year chapter of answering a very simple question. What do you want to be when you grow up? And maybe you're like, wait, I'm 50, what are you talking about? But we have these moments where we need to redefine what we do. What is our role in the world? What sort of goals and ambitions are we working towards? Are they Piscean in nature, meaning they fulfill your spirit and your heart, as well as maybe aspects of your physical and material life? With Mercury going into Pisces, your planet, the planet that drives your personal astrology, joins Saturn. And so this is the next couple of weeks, is to meet Saturn in a process that's not done yet. It'll conclude when we get to February 2026. So you may need to be on your best behavior. You may need to step up into a greater role of duty and responsibility, or maybe come back to that question, what do I want to be when I grow up? I think it's next week that Mercury and Saturn make that conjunction, and certainly on the 28th of February, we have the Sun-Saturn conjunction. The Virgo full moon highlights home and family for you. And of course, these things mean different things to different people. Home and family are like at the root of our life, regardless of who actually fulfills that role of home and family. And so with a full moon on a very sort of basic surface level, you may be planning a move. you may be thinking about where is home and who is home. There may be changes in your household, people moving in, people moving out, or a need to reestablish your roots and foundation, at the same time focusing on your professional ambitions as well. That is the push and pull for you for this week, Gemini. Cancer. So the moon is in Cancer as we start the week, and the moon is the planet that governs you. I know the moon's not technically a planet, but it is your planet, at least in the eyes of astrology. And it's spending most of the week in Cancer, then Leo into the weekend, and I think a little bit of Virgo by the time we get to the end of the week. So this is a time to return to you. That's the thing about being a Cancer, the moon, it's sort of that ebb and flow of life, and that's a key way in which the sign expresses itself. When the moon goes into Leo in the middle of the week, then you focus on your money, your income, your material stability, and security. That said, it's Pisces season, and you are a water sign, and Pisces is also a water sign. Pisces is something called your ninth sign. This is the thing about the ninth sign for people. It's where we open up our eyes to the world, whether we get on a plane, whether we read books, whether we just become more worldly, whether we go to school, university, college. And this may be a time where it is very much about your education, travels, long distance travel, or really trying to expand your world in a way that feels very concrete. But on a more subjective level, this is a time for you to figure out, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What are your convictions? And you may be in a little bit of an existential mood now that the sun is in Pisces alongside Saturn. Mercury will get there on the 23rd. And this is a time for you to really think about the bigger questions of life and think about, you know, what's really important to you? Like, what's a value? What's a personal way for you to orient your life towards a greater goal? For those that write, maybe you're publishing a manuscript. For those that teach, maybe education is really highlighted for you at the moment. But we all need education, regardless of whether we teach, whether we take classes, or we are the teacher. And Virgo and Pisces for you are the teaching and learning and traveling axis of your astrology. With that Virgo full moon, there may be news, meaning you receive news, you receive information. Maybe you need to make a major decision, make a decision about your education, a decision about which way your life is going, maybe making a decision about what do you believe in, what do you stand for, and what do you think is true. But again, to go back to that earlier comment about those that write, those that speak, this is a full moon that really highlights the voice and needing to take the voice seriously and how you use that voice out in the world. Leo. So the sun in Pisces, Leo, Pisces is something called your eighth sign. In astrology, in our own personal astrology, the eighth sign, or even like the eighth month, but this in this case, this is your personal eighth month, and hopefully that makes sense. But Pisces is a sign where it takes you into the deepest parts of yourself. The role of the eighth sign in astrology is for you to face yourself, for you to ask yourself sometimes difficult questions, for you to dig within and to get into the subconscious, unconscious, for you to work on your psychological and emotional health as well. You are nearly 1 year of Saturn being in your eighth. And Saturn is a bit of a heavy-duty planet. It's about getting your finances in order, looking at debt, looking at spending, things about estate planning. I know that sounds kind of heavy, but that's the eighth. But that said, you know, how are you doing? What's your emotional state? Do you need to reach out to somebody? Because sometimes when Saturn's in the eighth, and I know that the sun is there as well now, we need to not do this time alone. We need to feel that we can navigate the ups and downs of life with somebody holding our hand, metaphorically speaking, or somebody holding space for us. But it's through this process that you do a lot of inner transformation that will take you into Saturn the ninth in the next couple of years. That said, the Virgo full moon, it puts the spotlight on money, income, and finance. You may need to make a major decision about your spending, how you earn a living, debt, maybe getting a loan, getting a mortgage, working with banks. And so it's for you to see how this is relevant in your life, because the eighth sign, Virgo is your second sign. This is two of the signs about money and matter and how we live in the material world. Virgo, so you are in the spotlight this week. You have a Virgo full moon at 5 degrees on the 24th of February. So if you're born in the first 5 days of Virgo season, so these are my late in August babies, you have a full moon on your sun. And so to have a full moon on you means you are in the spotlight. And whether that means events are happening in your life or life is a lot at the moment, do keep in mind, Virgo, that you have Saturn opposite you. And especially for those that are born in the earlier part of Virgo, you may be feeling this more, but to have Saturn opposite you, it means there's a lot of external pressure for you to take a step up in your life, for you to take on a duty, a role, a responsibility, for you to put things in order, for you to make sure your life runs. And you may be thinking, but wait, I'm a Virgo, like I'm already good at that stuff. I know. Saturn just wants to test the systems and make sure everything is running as it should be. Everything needs to be in balance, but that's sometimes the thing with Virgo and by extension Pisces, which is your opposite sign. You can overgive, you can overdo. And when something is overdone or underdone, it means it's not in balance. And Saturn loves balance. Saturn is exalted in Libra. Libra is the sign of balance. And so how do you use this full moon to get real, to put things back into order, to put things back into balance? And for some of you, because Saturn is now in Pisces, Pisces is a relationship sign, Saturn's in Pisces, this takes you into the next 4 weeks and beyond where relationships are very highlighted. For some of you, this is a time of serious relationship. You are either getting into a serious relationship, you are making a commitment to a partner, you are getting married, or you are moving in with somebody, and that's how you are sort of marking this time and commitment in your life. Mars will later get into Pisces starting on the 22nd of March. So we have the sun in Pisces, we have Mars in Pisces. So this area of relationship connection, needing to not deal with, because I'll maybe phrase that differently, but at least acknowledge that the needs of other people, but in a way that is sustainable and can take you into the future and you can build something with somebody. So see how you feel, especially once Mercury gets into Pisces on the 23rd of February, because Mercury will be front and center with Saturn and this bigger period of your life about relationships and other people. Libra, so Venus is your planet. It is newly in Aquarius. So I think the check-in for everybody is, what was last week like? Was it a heavy week? Was it an easy week? Did you see any personal events? Because Venus is now in the same sign as Pluto. And Pluto, as you remember, went into Aquarius the past few weeks ago, almost a month ago at this point. Actually, it is a month ago at this point. And so you are in a new chapter and season of your life that will be different for every person. So it's really hard to do one size fits all astrology with Pluto. All I know is that, you know, the sense of identity and self and creativity and self-expression and how you prioritize yourself or take yourself seriously or prioritize your creative talents is undergoing a complete overhaul. Venus with Pluto was kind of heavy energy as you went into the weekend. Venus is pulling away from that energy, although Venus will make a conjunction to Mars this week. So it sort of brings the energy of last week into this week as well. Further, because Venus is you and Mars is relationships, this may also thread its way back to other people, a primary partnership in your life, or just relationships as a whole. This is something that we'll keep on talking over the next few weeks, but we are 1 month away from a Libra full moon eclipse in your sign. This will be on March 25th, and it puts the spotlight on Libra. Hey, you're a Libra, and brings us into this very dynamic eclipse season because you will have an eclipse in Aries, which is your relationship sign. Life is probably heating up right now. It will probably continue to heat up as you go into April. I know that that's 2 months from now, so I'm just saying this for you to do whatever you need to do, because eclipses be eclipsing, and even though we are a month away, they are happening right now. That said, the Virgo full moon, Virgo is your second sign of money and income, material stability and security. Maybe you are really focused on your material life and spending. Maybe you need to make a decision about finance and investments. No, Virgo is not your second sign. Sorry, wait, did I do that right? No, that's Scorpio's your second sign. Sorry, your Virgo is your 12th sign. So to have a full moon in your 12th, this does put the spotlight on endings, needing to let go, needing to make peace, compassion, focusing on your spirituality, spiritual service, but also with the sun in Pisces, it's about health and wellness and your physical body over the next 4 weeks. Scorpio, so Mars is your planet, and it made that pretty heavy-duty conjunction to Pluto last week. Something is shifting and changing, even if you can't see it, Scorpio. That's the thing. Pluto is now in Aquarius, and maybe you're thinking, what does Aquarius have to do with me? I am Scorpio, but Aquarius is the base and foundation of your personal astrology chart. It talks about roots, it talks about family, it talks about home. Saturn was in this space from 2020 to 2023. So you know all about home and family. You had to live and learn this part of your life over the past few years. Pluto is a bit of a different animal, but it does, in a way, pick up on the seeds that Saturn planted over the past few years. Where is home? Who is home? What supports you? What is in that sort of base and foundation of your life? Do you need to excise whatever is in that base and foundation? Again, it's different for different people. Pluto is not a one-size-fits-all planet. It's very subjective based on your own personal life. That said, you were in a major shift of seasons, and then Mars made that conjunction to Pluto last week, and it's the initiation of something that may take a little bit of time for you to go back and to be able to see what did it initiate you into. That energy continues into this week. It continues to be about home and family, roots, foundation. Where do I live? Where is home? Who is home? And needing to really secure your life at the moment. Mars does meet up with Venus, or Venus meets up with Mars this week. Venus is a relationship planet, so this is really getting into the bigger structural areas of your life. Maybe it's about your relationships, about connection, and maybe even relationships with family as a result. For you, Pisces season is something called your fifth sign. The fifth sign, I love the fifth sign. The fifth sign is where you get to play, have fun, create, and really discover who you truly are. But that's the thing, you live in a world where creativity, play, and self-expression is very undervalued because we think it doesn't make us money. But it is the fuel for the material stuff that we need to do for our lives. So with the sun there, this is a big focus in 2024 about identity. Who are you? How do you take yourself and take your talent seriously? And for some Scorpios, it does also talk about children, creativity, creative projects, and even for a few, pregnancy, for those that are relevant. Virgo in the Virgo full moon, that's your 11th sign. So there is a push and pull between self and identity versus how that relates to the greater whole. Who are your people? Who are your tribe? Who are your friends? Who are your community? And maybe that's, we don't always think about Scorpio as having the sort of heart of wanting to help and to be of service. But Virgo and Pisces, these are the helping and healing and service signs. So you may find that this Virgo full moon puts the spotlight on your community, whether it's to help out, help other people, to put something into reality, to make a major decision about your future. I say major decision because this full moon is opposite Saturn, and that's some pretty serious energy. And with Saturn in the mix and Mercury in the mix, you may be making some serious decisions about going forward in your life. Sagittarius. Sagittarius, Jupiter is your planet. It is in Taurus until May 25th. You will find that 2024 has two chapters. It has the beginning, roughly, that takes you from January 1 all the way to the beginning of June, end of May into beginning of June, and then the other half. Right now, this continues to be a time where it's about really getting your life in order, focusing on your physical health and wellness, diet, fitness, nutrition, projects, work, and getting into the details of your life. That said, and I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I think I said this last week, when Jupiter goes into Gemini on the 25th of May, it's a different half of the year and one that picks up on the energy of Saturn. That, I know that I just said May, but that brings us back to this week in the Virgo full moon. So the sun is now in Pisces, and Pisces and Virgo are what are called opposite signs. Not opposite as in like they don't like each other, but they form an axis. Virgo for you is your career sign. Pisces on the other side of the zodiac wheel for you is home, family, roots, foundation. This is a major time in Sagittarius's life. It's a time of settling down. And I know that that means different things to different people. It doesn't mean that you have to do that in a traditional way or a way that feels some sort of external societal pressure. No, settling down means settling down into your life, focusing on your roots, your foundation, home, and family, however you want to define that. And this, with Saturn in this part of your chart and with now the Sun in Pisces alongside Saturn, this may be a big month for you. So this, the end of February going into the beginning of March, and then Mars will go into Pisces on March 22nd. Home and family, especially at the end of March, will demand your attention. Whether you are planning a move, whether a parent needs more responsibility or help and attention, whether you are starting a family, whether it's making major changes in your household, again, you have to see how it's relevant for you. But this is a time to really shore up the base and foundation of your life. We haven't had the Pisces new moon. That's going to be at the beginning of March. So this Virgo full moon, in a way, is a precursor, but it puts the spotlight on the other side of the chart, career, your public life, the title after your name, the direction that you take your life in. And so it's for you to see, like, where is the major shift point this week? Where do you feel like your life's getting a little bit serious? Mercury going into Pisces on the 23rd. Mercury is a career planet, but it's also a relationship planet. And Mercury is kind of, you know, activating some of the bigger stories that are going to take you throughout 2024. And I'm just throwing this in as a final thought. You are going to have a full moon in Pisces on September 17th. So a lot of focus on home and family, even into the rest of the year. Hi, puppy dog. Can you say hi, buddy? Capricorn. So Saturn is your planet. It's still in Pisces. And if you heard me in the introduction, I was saying how Pisces is a major focus of the astrology in 2024. Pisces is something called your third sign. It's voice, it's communication, it's how you think and listen and learn. So this continues to be a time on a very surface level. Maybe you're focusing on your education, maybe taking classes, maybe learning something on a deeper level. Maybe it's about your choices and some of the serious choices that you need to make at this time in your life. We don't always think about the third as a space of choice. My dog is going to jump on the thing. But with the sun going there and Mercury going into Pisces, you may have some major choices and decisions to make this week you will have to get back to me. That said, we do have a Virgo full moon on the 24th. And so this is really activating and accessing your chart that is very educational in its nature. If it's not educational, it's about voice, how you speak, how you communicate, how you listen, how you learn. For my writers, this is a time to focus on a writing project, a manuscript, maybe even to get something published. And if you speak, it's a time to get your voice heard. But Saturn is around, and this is the time where you cannot take your words for granted. You need to really inhabit them, stand behind them, and to have them be not just a voice of compassion, but also a voice of authority. Aquarius, so Saturn is your planet and it is in Pisces. We've been talking about this all last year, and with now Saturn, as of March of 2023, in Pisces, this continues to be a period of your life where it's focusing on your material life. Of course, we all have different values, we want different things, but we're humans, we need the basics. Roof over our head, money in the bank, some sort of material stability and security, food in the kitchen, for example. So it's really a nuts and bolts time for you to define what you need, how you need it. Maybe you're really focusing on your money, you're investing, you're purchasing things, maybe you're purchasing property. Pisces as a money sign, typically it needs to be value aligned with you. It can't just be money for money's sake, typically. With the sun is there, but you still have a gaggle of planets in Aquarius. We have Venus, we have Mars, we have Pluto, and this is, again, you are at the beginning of a major shift and chapter of your life. Now we are 4 weeks into Pluto's time in Aquarius. Apart from September to November, Pluto's going to be in your sign for the next 20 years. So it's to really be intentional about the things that you're doing now, the seeds that you're planting, because they are really, in a way, the seeds for the next 20 years. I know that's a big statement. And to see, like, what, especially with the Venus-Mars conjunction on the 21st of this week, I think that's Wednesday, what's happening around those dates? You know, how is this highly symbolic of this new phase and chapter of your life? But that said, you know, it is Pisces season, money, income, material stability, and we do have a Virgo full moon on the 24th, and it is highlighting something called your eighth sign. And for some people, this really is about finance, it's about assets, wealth, debt, taxes, estate planning, really trying to get your financial life in order. Maybe you're, you know, getting a mortgage, maybe you're dealing with that sort of thing. And for some people, it's emotional. You know, do I have enough? Do I have everything that I need? Or needing to leave your comfort zone and to go into a space that is just by its nature uncomfortable, because it needs to be uncomfortable, because it's where the magic happens, where the deeper inner work happens. It's for you to see what this means for you, because it's going to be different for every Aquarius, but this is a big time for you overall. Again, Mars, Pluto, Venus are all in your sign, and it's a time of powerful new beginnings. And finally, Pisces. So happy birthday, Pisces. The sun, as of late last night, Eastern time, is in Pisces. And so for the next 4 weeks, the sun is taking you back home. It's a new beginning. Whether you are Pisces sun and celebrating your birthday, whether you are Pisces rising, the sun has crossed the threshold of your life, and it's a new starting point. For example, you do have a few planets back in Aquarius. Aquarius is the sign that represents the end of your personal astrology calendar. It's about letting go. It's about the inner work. It's about spirituality, searching for deeper purpose and meaning in your life. With Mercury going into Pisces on the 23rd of February, it sort of brings this new energy of new beginning. Mind you, Mercury is a planet of home and family. It's also a relationship planet. Maybe it's a time of new beginnings in a relationship or new beginnings in the home environment or household. It's a time for you to find your voice. And maybe over the next few weeks, you are saying and speaking more. That said, Mercury in Pisces, but also Pisces season, reminds you that you have a visitor. As of March of last year, 2023, Pisces, Saturn's in Pisces. And it's not, you know, it really does, it's different for every person, but it's a very particular energy that's asking you to step up in your life. Saturn marks the major milestones of life. It's there when we get married, it's there when we make major moves, it's there when we get promoted, it's there when we sort of build and construct, and sometimes it's there in these very major life-defining moments. I realize that's a very broad spectrum, but it's for you to really see how Saturn is really sitting and shaping and influence your life right now. Does life feel more sobering? Does life feel more serious? Is there more weight, metaphorically speaking, upon you? And I'd say metaphorically, because sometimes when Saturn is in our rising sign or in our sun sign, we actually lose weight. For some of you, you need to look at your physical being, your physical body, take health and wellness seriously. Again, it's different for everybody, but for some of you, this is a time where health is very highlighted. I'm just saying that from a traditional astrology standpoint. You also have eclipses in your 6th and your 12th, so really, you know, take health and wellness seriously at this time, whatever that means for you, of course. With the Virgo full moon, the spotlight is on relationships this week, and maybe new people are coming into your life. Maybe you need to make a decision about an existing relationship, and I say decision because Mercury is making a conjunction this week and next week to Saturn. Saturn just wants us to say yes or say no. If something's unclear or ambiguous, Saturn does not like ambiguity, meaning like make a decision, make a choice. Make it, is it left, is it a right, is it an up or down, is it a yes or a no, but make a choice. Maybe this is a choice about a person in your life or a relationship or even a serious relationship. Saturn actually loves relationships, but Saturn reminds us that we can't, number one, we can't do life alone. But number two, relationships have to be in balance. They have to be equitable. Not transactional equity, but there needs to be a healthy give and take between you and your primary relationships, for example. So there is a push to establish order this week. And if it's your birthday, it's pretty, it's a big birthday because it's got Saturn with it, but it's also putting the spotlight on relationships. So there you go. That is your look at the astrology of this week, February 19th through 25th, 2024. Again, my name is Katie Sweetman, and this has been Empowering Astrology. So you can book a consultation with me. I know some of you are my clients, and I deeply appreciate you. You can follow me online at Empowering Astrology. I know my website's finally working. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube. So I look forward to connecting with you all every week. And until the next time, take care. Bye-bye.